Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundation Series, Episode 7, The Godhood of Jesus, What This Means for Salvation. As we bring together everything we have seen about the identity of Christ, one conclusion begins to stand out clearly. Salvation is not simply built on a message, it is built on a person. The gospel is often spoken of as information we believe, but Scripture consistently presents it as someone we trust. Paul writes, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved," Acts 16:31. The focus is not merely on agreement with facts, but on placing trust in the Lord Himself. This means that when the New Testament calls us to believe in Jesus, it is not asking us to rely on a concept or a system. It is calling us to entrust ourselves to God revealed in Christ. As we have seen throughout this series, Jesus is not presented as a distant representative of God, but as God made known among us. This reshapes how we understand assurance. If salvation depended on the strength of our performance, our consistency, or even our understanding, it would always remain unstable, but Scripture grounds assurance somewhere far more secure. John writes, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." 1 John 5:13, the confidence of salvation rests not in the believer's ability to hold on, but in the one who is held on to. This is why grace functions as it does. Paul explains that we are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, Romans 3:24. Grace is effective not because of the worthiness of those who receive it, but because of the sufficiency of the one who gives it. In other words, grace works because of who Jesus is. If he were only a teacher, salvation would depend on correctly following his instruction. If he were only a prophet, salvation would depend on responding to his message. But if he is the Son of God, fully divine and fully present in the work of redemption, then salvation is not merely something he explains, it is something he accomplishes, and this changes how salvation is held in the life of the believer. It is no longer a fragile agreement maintained by human effort, but a secured reality established by divine action. The weight of salvation does not rest on the believer's ability to remain faithful in every moment, but on Christ's finished work and unchanging nature. This is also where rest begins to replace striving. When salvation is rooted in Christ Himself, the believer is no longer trying to hold their position before God through constant self-evaluation. Instead, they are invited into confidence grounded in His identity and His completed work. And so salvation is not only received, it is anchored, not in shifting human strength, but in the unchanging reality of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.